天上午我们的交通我们会继续，下面呢我们会跟大家分享千禧年一代，的特点。
There's not nearly as much research on Generation Z.
那我们早上也提到这个最年轻的一代，就是我们讲的零零后那一代，我们的很多的调研还不是非常的够。
Which is good for you, or we would be here till midnight.
那这对大家是好消息，否则的话我们要讲到半夜了。
So, the millennials.
那千禧年一代。
Let's talk about what they're like, their spiritual strengths and weaknesses. A very important thing to understand about reaching them with the gospel. And then, let's talk about five ideas of what your church can do to reach younger generations. Very practical ideas that you can do within 6 months to reach a younger generation. So,
那今天晚上我们是剩下的时间会主要交通这个千禧年一代他们的这个特点。那第二部分呢，想跟大家就交通五个非常具体的方面，就是教会在这个新的一代怎么样在这新的时代怎么样跟这个千禧年一代互动，帮助他们这样。
We have talked this morning about ways the different generations can build community and serve each other in the church.
那今天早上我们特别讲到如果一个教会有很多不同的代的话，他们之间他们各自的特点，然后有一些建议，谈到他们怎么样互动，怎么样彼此的祝福。
Someone asked me, are we going to cover everything on the paper because we didn't get very far this morning?
那我们的那个程序表上讲到四大块，那大家可能觉得我们今天早上时间不够，所以可能今天这次聚会是不是能够讲所有的话题。
But we mixed some things about the church and community in this morning with the older generations, and now we focus on reaching the younger generation.
那我们就决定就把很多的内容把它综合起来，所以早晨主要是谈到了，重点是放在了老一代的情况，那今天晚上是比较年轻一代的情况。
Let me set the timer so I don't go over.
那我给我上了闹钟不要。
One of the things that millennial, someone asked me at lunch, I think, but someone asked me today, how do we best, what about millennials would be most interested in the church? What can we connect to them? And authenticity is it.
那我在今天吃午餐的时候跟一些的人特别聊到这个千禧年一代，他们对教会的哪些地方最感兴趣，那我这里特别提出来，就是这一代的人非常渴慕真实性。
When I was young, no minister would tell you about their struggles and they all had perfect hair.
那我年轻的时候我没有哪个牧师会主动地讲他们的挣扎，而且他们的头发特别的整齐。
And they even talked with a special voice that was called preacher voice.
那他们讲话都是这种传道人讲道人的这个特别的声音。
But what millennials want most is for people to be real, not fake.
那千禧年一代他们这个族群最大的特点就希望能够渴慕真实性，希望人所表达所讲出来的东西是真的。
Think about the testimony we just heard.
那就像我们刚才所听到的见证一样。
That was a very real testimony about learning to obey and love both God and each other in marriage.
那我们刚才听到怎么样真实的在一个夫妻的生活里面彼此相爱，怎么样一起爱神。
The more personal the story, the more all of us relate to it.
所以我们越听到他们的个人的这个描述，我们越能够觉得跟我们能够相关。
I didn't think I was a male chauvinist until my wife wanted to do something I didn't want to do.
那我自己从来不认为自己是大男子主义，直到我的妻子叫我去做我不想做的事的时候。
Authenticity attracts younger people to the church.
那真实性是一个很重要的一个能够吸引千禧年一代的年轻人到教会来的一个方面。
Since someone asked the question, let me add one more I don't have on a slide, and that is a sense of community and belonging.
那另外一个我在午餐的时候让我我没有放在我的幻灯片上面，就是千禧年一代他们非常的渴求有一种的群体生活。
Can anyone guess what the preferred method of communication for 20 somethings is?
那我们在座能不能猜一猜，如果二十多岁的人他们最常用的交流的方式是什么？
This is what we think, isn't it?
那我们认为
face to face. In the freshman study by UCLA, 25,000 college freshmen, 80% said they prefer to speak face to face. They use this to arrange things.
那在 UCLA 这个有他们做了一个调查，25,000的freshman 一年级的学生，大学一年级学生，80%的学生说，他们交流的时候更希望是面对面的交流，他们用电话来安排一些事情。
Now, what are the temptations?
那千禧年这一代，他们经常遇到的试探和陷阱在哪里呢
？I forgot I have a cord. I better step back. Miss the contradictions in their morality. The millennials are in an environment now that has a lot of pressure on truth and right and wrong.
那这一代人他们遭受很大的一个压力，就是要分辨什么叫做对还是不对。那所以他们常常在这种对错之间非常难取舍。
Oh, and someone asked if I would address dress code in church.
那我今天跟人交流的时候，有人问到说，在教会应该穿着应当是什么，也是一个问题。
And I have done that by dressing more and more casually as the day went on.
所以，那大家如果注意到我早上穿的是西服，西装裤的话，我晚上已经变成牛仔裤了。
So other than what my 20-something children say, our old man bus driver shoes, I am wearing young friendly clothes.
那我特别是穿这种看起来比较年轻比较友好的衣服，是为了来讲这个年轻一代的他们的生活。
When my father-in-law died of cancer, and my mother-in-law lost her eyesight.
那我的岳父是癌症患癌症去世，那我的岳母失明了。
We built a house together.
Now, while they were alive, after
my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law moved in with us. We built a house together.
那我们就盖了一栋房子。这样的话，我的岳母和brother-in-law 是小舅子就一起住进来了。Yeah.
I will live with my mother-in-law half of my life.
那我大概我人生一半是跟我的岳母一起住了。
More like a Chinese family.
听起来更像这个华人的家庭。
But I love my mother-in-law as much as my own mother.
那我是真实的讲，我爱我的岳母像我爱我的亲生母亲一样。
My own mother is more of a tiger mother and still tries to tell me what to do.
那 我的母亲有点像是华人的虎妈妈一样的，这个常常告诉我应当做什么，不应当做什么。
But I love her very much.
但我是非常的爱她。
Now, my when we started, my mother-in-law had attended a small church with hymns and a minister who wore a suit and tie.
那我岳母参加的教会。是一个比较小的教会，那他们的教会是希望牧师是穿着西服带着领带。
Now that she couldn't drive, she rode with us in a big van, and we went to a rock and roll church where the minister didn't even tuck in his shirt.
那因为我岳母失明之后，他们就去聚会的时候跟着我们的这个van。一起去聚会，那我们是去一个大的教会，是有摇滚乐的，然后牧师甚至衬衣就飘在外面。
And my children wore shorts and flip-flops in the summertime.
那夏天的时候，我的孩子去教会就穿着短裤拖鞋去教会了。
I asked my mother-in-law if the church bothered her.
那我就问我岳母说，这样的聚会和这样的衣着对她是不是有很大影响？
Or if my children's clothes bothered her.
或者我儿女的穿着对她有影响。
She said, I forced my oldest son to wear a tie and a shirt when no one else made their child do that.
那她岳母就分享到她以前强迫她的大儿子去教会的时候一定穿西服跟领带，虽然别的父母没有这么要求孩子们。
And he was very happy to quit going when he moved out of our house.
那结果他的大儿子一旦成年离开家之后就不再去教会了。
I don't care what your children wear as long as they can't get arrested and they want to go to church.
那他就说他其实现在不太关心他的孙辈的这些穿着了，只要他们不干坏事被抓起来或者只要他们能够继续的不断去教会。
And I am very sad about how much blue jeans cost if they come with rips in the knees.
那我对我来说，我其实很不高兴，因为现在比较摩登的一些的裤子，特别是牛仔裤还带洞的，反而很贵。
I said to my son, "You should put on shoes because you should wear your best for God."
那我常常跟我儿子说，你应该穿鞋子，而且应该穿最漂亮的去见神。
He said, "These are $100 flip-flops. These are my best flip-flops."
他的儿子说，我这个拖鞋是100块，这是我最贵的鞋子。
And God has already seen my feet.
神已经看到我的脚了。
I said, "$100 flip-flops. Who said you could get those?"
那我当时很惊讶说你怎么能够买得到100块钱的拖鞋呢？
His mother
那是他的太太给他们买的。
One of the most important researchers of millennials is a Catholic researcher named Christian Smith.
那对于千禧年一代在这样的他们调查研究中一个非常有建树的一个研究员，他是一个天主教的，叫 Christian Smith.
He did extensive interviews and discovered here are the ways millennials, both Christian and non-Christian millennials, determine what is right and wrong.
那他做了很多的这种interview. 面试就交流这样采访，然后就是专门其中有一个很重要的问题，就是千禧年这一代，他们不管是基督徒还是非基督徒，他们怎么样决定什么是对，什么是错
？I'll just let you.
大家可以看千禧年一代他们最重要的标准用来衡量对错的第一个就是是不是伤害到别人，这是他们衡量对错的第一个标准。第二个是别人怎么看待我，第三个是是不是符合宗教的教导，
So there were some Christian young people as well who were interviewed and answered that way.
那第四个呢, 就是背后, 这个事情背后隐含的道德观是什么?
It means I grew up with some religious moral teaching. I don't believe it all, but it's still part of my upbringing and background.
那最后这个就是表明说, 不管是基督徒还是非基督徒的, 千禧年的人长大, 不管他是不是完全接受这个的, 总是有一些他觉得还是可以的, 所以他就把他留在他自己的系统里面, 用来做判断。 第五个是, 所谓因果报应, 关系来决定对错。
I was very surprised that high a percentage said karma.
那17%的这个年轻一代, 千禧年一代, 他们认为, 因果报应还是挺重要的一个因素来帮助他们决定对错。
And then a small percentage said, I don't believe there is right or wrong, but a society has to have some rules in order to survive.
那12%的这个年轻一代认为, 本质上没有对错之别, 但是作为一个社会群体需要法律的保护, 所以说借着法律能够产生对与错。
There are two groups of millennials. We need to understand this so that we can reach and minister to.
那我下面想讲呢, 就是说千禧年一代, 总体来说有两大群体, 我们要对他们有很深的了解, 才能够去, 传福音给他们。
We raise our children in the church and in the faith, but when they go to university, these are questions they face both in the dormitory and in their classrooms.
那孩子还在我们家的时候, 我们可能会带他们去教会, 也跟他们谈信仰的事情。 他们一旦去了大学之后, 这一些的问题就是他们每天, 不管是在课堂还是在日常生活, 在朋友之间要常常面对的。
More young people reject Christianity to now because they disagree with its social teaching than they do because they don't believe in Jesus or God.
I didn't quite get the...
You bet. Yeah. Social teaching or right or wrong or teachings on sex or gay marriage or abortion, politics, environmentalism, those things. More people reject Christianity or the church because of those teachings than because they don't believe in Jesus or they don't believe in God.
Oh, 就是, 年轻一代, 他们很多的离开信仰, 不是因为他们不相信耶稣是神, 或者耶稣拯救了他, 而是更多的是因为他们觉得基督教在这些很重要的 社会上面的这些问题上, 这些的教导, 跟这个现代的社会的观念不一致, 所以他因着这个原因不再去了教会。
We cannot change what God commands.
那我们是不能改变神的教导的。
Both because we are not God,
一方面是因为我们自己不是神。
And his commandments are not burdensome.
那其实我们真正如果明白神的教导的话, 它不是给我们造成压力的。
His commandments provide freedom.
那他的, 他的命令, 教导是让我们得自由。
Karma provides bondage, not freedom.
那我们刚才讲到说, 这种因果报应其实是一种, 一种约束, 但并不是一种赐给我们自由。
Making decisions on what others think of me is bondage, not freedom.
那我们根据别人怎么看我们来决定谁对还是错, 是对我们的一种束缚, 不是自由。
And so, we don't change what the Bible teaches on those things, even if it's unpopular.
那尽管圣经上在对这些问题的教导, 表面看起来跟现在社会潮流不是很吻合, 也没有那么流行, 但我们不能改变圣经的教导。
But we prepare our young people to go to university where they will face those questions from friends as well as professors.
所以我们就要需要特别的来, 来预备我们的年轻人, 因为他们到了学校，到了社会，这些都是他们每天必须面对的众多的问题。
And the second group are those millennials that were not raised in the church that we seek to reach.
那第二大群体就是千禧年一代的年轻人，他们从小就没有接触信仰和教会。
Billy Graham would stand with a Bible in his hand and say, "The Bible says."
那葛培里他那个时代，他可以站在众人面前，手中举着圣经，就宣告说，圣经是这么说的。
But today, many people would say, "I don't know if I believe in the Bible, and I don't know that you have all of the truth."
那现在的年轻人，他们的起始假设是说，我不见得相信圣经中讲的所有的内容，我也不见得相信圣经中讲的是全备的真理。
They see themselves as spiritual, but not religious.
那他们会认为自己是有灵性的、属灵的，但是他们并不把自己等同于基督徒。
Two suggestions. This is why we must understand how they think so that we can best communicate the gospel and the commandments of Christ to them.
所以我们这列出来的这五六点是帮助我们能够更好的来理解、来认识这个族群，以至于我们能够让他们也来能够与他们来交流圣经的真理和福音的真理。
Miley Cyrus, a good Baptist girl who ended up not being so good.
那这是一个，据我了解，我听说很有名的一个年轻的女影星跟歌星。那她是小时候是浸信会家庭长大的。
Captures the idea that no one can judge anyone else.
那她讲过一句话，那这句话翻译出来就是切记，只有神可以审判人，不要去理会那些仇恨你的人，因为。
That the greatest sin is to judge someone else.
那他会认为说没有别的人能够评判他，而且他认为评判他的人都是犯罪的。
They also can miss the importance of the church.
那千禧年一代他们的第二个的试探和陷阱就是他们看不到教会的重要性。
Let me for a moment talk to people 30 years and younger.
那我下面特别对我们当中30岁以下的人来分享。
Just as you will not find perfect love with any human being, you will not find a perfect church.
就像刚才我们见证中也分享到，我们人的爱是永远是不完全的，在这个地上也找不到一个最完美的教会。
Look around in this room.
我们彼此看一下。
You find many people who love Jesus, but they're not perfect.
你会看到很多人都爱主，但他们并不完美。
Do not put your faith in any one of them.
不要把你的信心放在我们当中的任何一个人身上。
Or they will disappoint you.
那他会使你失望。
Put your faith in.
我们应当把我们的信心放在神身上。
And he will not disappoint you.
他不会使我们失望。
You will disagree with your church. You will be frustrated with your church.
你可能你的想法跟你的教会不一致你甚至觉得教会让你非常的烦躁。
Jesus doesn't care.
耶稣不 care 这 care 这种事情。
He is disappointed in the church too.
那或许他对教会也有失望。
That's why the passage in Ephesians that we read about husbands and wives said that he will wash the church.
那刚才两位的分享中引用了以弗所书里面，其中有一段经文就讲到他用水借着道要来洗净教会。
What kind of people need to be washed?
那什么样的人需要被洗呢？
Jesus is as disappointed with the church as you can ever be.
那其实耶稣可能对教会同样的是有失望，在就像你对教会失望一样。
But he never gives up on the church.
但他从来都不放弃教会。
Baptist camps will come and go.
那浸信会的营地可能有时候非常兴旺，有时候会衰落下去。
They will run out of money and find a different buyer.
他们可能资金不够了，那会有别的人过来把它买走。
They may sell it for a dollar.
他们甚至可能整个营地只卖一块钱。
But 1,000 years from now, if Jesus has not come back,
that, go on, finish it.
There will be the church. It is his plan A. He has no plan B.
那神中只有一个计划没有别的计划，就是要在这个地上建立他的教会。
You don't have to like the church all the time.
我们尽管我们可能不是常常喜欢教会。
But it is his bride and his body.
教会就是他的身体，就是他的心腹。
My father would say it this way.
我父亲常常这么说。
The church is like Noah's Ark.
教会就像挪亚方舟。
If it wasn't for the storm on the outside, we couldn't stand the smell on the inside.
纯粹是因为外面暴风雨实在太大了，我们只好关在这个方舟里面，因为这方舟里面味道实在不好。
Turn to the person next to you, and repeat after me.
能不能对你周围的人说以下的话
？No matter how disappointing you are,
不管你多
，I cannot say I don't need you. The foot cannot say to the body, I don't need you.
不管你对教会多失望，你不能对你旁边的人说我不需要你。
I'm not sure which one of us is the foot.
脚不能对身体说我不需要你。我们在座的或许你就是这个脚。
Can I get an amen? And their Christianity has been hacked. Their Christianity has been hacked. This is the greatest temptation for millennials. And it's very important for millennials themselves as well as the people who love them to understand.
那关于千禧年一代在信仰上的陷阱和挑战，要可能最重要的一点是他们自己也要意识到这一点，周围人也要意识到这一点，他们的信仰已经被黑客侵蚀了。
Christian Smith interviewed hundreds of millennials.
Christian Smith 这个人他采访了好几百位这个千禧年一代的人。
And asked them questions about theology.
就问这些人关于神学的问题。
And they answered with psychology.
那这些人对神学问题的回答都是从心理学的角度来给出他们的答案。
When I was speaking to 100 of the large church pastors.
那我有一次机会跟一个牧者100多的牧者的集会。
I said to them, I am not criticizing your sermons.
他说我说我在这里并不是批评你们的讲道。
I believe you are preaching the gospel.
我相信你们讲的是福音。
But after the baby boomers made psychology so important.
那婴儿潮一代把这个人类心理学推到很高的位置。
The filing folders in our brain.
那我们大脑我们的思考里面在存储各样的信息和处理各样信息的时候。
Are labeled by psychology more than theology.
那我们整个处理系统是根据心理学为基础来做的，而不是按照神学为基础来做的。
So when we preach, God has redeemed us from our sin and from our own self-destruction.
所以当我们宣讲一个信息说神已经救赎了我们从我们的罪也从我们的自我毁灭当中救赎了我们。
Today, many people here, God wants you to be good, and He wants you to be happy.
那很多人就会想说，一旦我们被救了之后，那就意味着说，我们神希望我们是好，而且非常的幸福。
So it is important that we come back to the basics again and again.
所以我们非常需要了解他们，而且回到最最基本的一些的假设和观念。
We actually use psychology to help people understand theology.
那我们可以用心理学的一些的东西来帮助大家来理解神学的一些根本的概念。
By showing people what God doesn't mean.
那很重要的是在解释清楚说神说的话到底意味着什么，不意味着什么。
Does God want you to be happy?
神希望我们幸福吗？
But more, He wants you to be holy.
但更重要的是的，但是呢，他更重要的希望我们圣洁。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will.
清心的人是有福了。
The greatest happiness comes from seeing God.
那最幸福的事情是来源于能够得见神。
And so, psychology can make the emphasis on psychology as the major way we have of explaining and proving things.
那心理学最终是希望让人的心理里面感觉到各样的好处，那这样反馈回来证实了他们说的是对的。
For example, in Congress, you could use psychological studies to justify legislation, but you couldn't quote scripture.
那在，例如在美国国会，你可以用心理学他们调查的结果和心理学研究的结论来佐证你为什么要做这个决定，但是你不能用圣经的话来佐证你为什么要做这个决定。
When you read the newspaper,or listen to the news, just notice the next 2 weeks how much people refer to psychology or psychological studies.
那大家在将来的两个礼拜你可以做这个尝试，你去听新闻或者读报纸网上新闻，你可以注意一下有多少的新闻他们最终是用了心理学和心理学的这样的一个理念来佐证他们的结论的。
Many parents go to classes to learnparenting psychology, but they don't know what's in the books of the Bible.
那很多的父母花时间钱精力去学儿童心理学，但却不去学圣经中关于儿童是如何教导的。
They believe that God will save them, but they believe psychology can tell them how to solve their problems.
那他们相信神是拯救了他们，但他们更相信靠着心理学能够解决他们所面临的问题。
Who was the best man ever to live? The most holy, the kindest, the greatest man ever to live.
那整个人类历史最圣洁、最好的、最优秀的人活在世上曾经活在世上的人是谁？
Who was the smartest man ever to live?
谁是最聪明的人活在世上？
This is church, so you know the answer.
我们今天是教会的聚会，所以大家肯定知道标准答案是什么。
When my daughter was 5, she came home from church, and in the car she said,
我女儿有一次5岁的时候从教会聚会回来，在回家的车上，她问我，
Once you learn that Jesus is the answer to most of the questions, you don't even have to pay attention anymore.
那他说一旦他意识到了几乎所有问题的答案都是耶稣之后，他就不用再听任何讲的内容了。
When I ask those two questions, people usually say Jesus was the best man to live and Einstein was the smartest.
我在别的地方问这两个问题的时候大家的回答常常是耶稣是最好的人，活在世上最好的人啊，爱因斯坦是最聪明的。
But Jesus made babies. made wives. He made quarks. He might just know what he's talking about.
You mean, 就说神就是神，他是创造了人，创造了妻子，创造了孩子，创造了 quark， 就是quark 就是这个粒子的这个基本结构吧。Yeah.
That's all I know about physics, so I have to stop now.
Okay.
And while psychology is a wonderful help,
那虽然心理学在很多的时候的确是一个很大的帮助，
it is not a good master,
但它不是我们的主人。
And so, at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, we have the most detailed slide. Bad timing.
那我们现在是9点多了，在礼拜六晚上，但这一张的幻灯片上面的内容非常的复杂。
Christian Smith summarized the views of millennials over their teenage years, 20-somethings, and then into their early 30s. So he studied them over time.
那Christian Smith 这个研究员他 did you say from 15 to
from teenage through early 30s
从青少年一直到30出头他这个族群做了很多的调查，他总结出他们的五个信念。
He called it moralistic therapeutic deism. Forget that. Be good, feel good, live your life.
这个过好日子，而且觉得自己不错，要过好日子。Be what's the last one?
Be good, feel good, live your life.
然后有风采的活出自己的生活出来。
Be good, feel good, live your life the way you choose.
他是这一代就是千禧年这一代人的
So here's a Bible test.
那我想下面给大家一个小考。
If you knew there was going to be a test, would you have come on Saturday night?
或许你知道有考试的话，晚上不会过来。
Number one, is this true or false? A God exists who created and ordered the world, watches over human life on earth.
那第一句话的翻译出来。待会儿他问大家，大家觉得这句话是对还是错？这句话是说，有一位神曾经创造，而且赋予了规律给世界。现在看的人在地球上生活。
Is that true or false? If we were to make it God with a capital G, that would be true. But that, the way it's written, you're right, is false.If we change the letter, the capitalization, be true.
它在英文里面这个神是用了小写，是表明言下之意可能还有别的很多神。所以，但是如果把这小写变成大写的话，这句话还是可以接受的。
Number two, I'll just let you read it.
那第二个的信念是讲到说，神要人成为好人。
Is that true or false?
对人友好公平，就像圣经和大多宗教教导的。这是对还是错？
It's half true, but it's not true enough.
那这个呢，就是大概还可以接受，大概一半对，还不完全对。
Most heresies aren't completely false; they have enough truth in them to seem attractive.
那其实绝大部分的异端邪说，它的特点就是让人读起来觉得有一些还可以，有一些就是错误混杂在一起的。
How about number three?
第三个呢？
Read number three.
生活中心的目标就是自己快乐和感觉良好。
True or false? Completely false.
这完全错误。
How about number four?
第四个，神不需要特别介入人的生活，只在有需要解决问题的时候，他参与就可以了。
All right, one more.
第五个，只要是好人，死后就可以上天堂。
It's partially true in that when we are redeemed, God transforms us and we become better. So if you were to ask your neighbor, is your Christian neighbors good people? They would probably say, yes. But is anyone good enough to earn God's holiness?
那我这个中文可能没有翻译的很准确的，英文直译翻译过来就是说，好人死后就可以上天堂，所以这样的话大概有一部分还是正确的，但这个不是圣经原本的教导和全备的教导。
When Christian Smith asked the young people where they learned this,
那这个调查员他就研究员他就去问这些迁徙的年轻人。他们这些观念的形成是从哪儿学来的？
They said their parents.
他说是从他们的父母。
We agree on religion.
那我们对这个宗教的很多的观念是一致的。
This is not so obvious that people would look at it and say, that's bad, but it's not Christianity.
那这五个信念放在那边，大家初读起来可能觉得可能还可以，可以接受，不完全坏，但这个离基督教所告诉我们的内容是迥然不同的。
Anyone who was a Christian in China knows of groups that others thought were Christian but were actually not.
其实很多时候在中国国内有些时候也有这样的挑战，大家会觉得某个群体像是基督教，但其实他们所传讲的内容跟圣经的真理还是相差很远的。
It's been hijacked.
这就是我们刚才讲的被黑客侵蚀了的一个体现。
It's been hacked. Somebody came in and hacked it so that people think it's true.But it's not really Christianity they're rejecting.
所以就像一个黑客进到这些年轻人的价值观信仰系统当中，然后做了很多破坏的工作，所以以至于他们形成的观念信念其实是不再是圣经的信念了。
So when we share the gospel, we have to find out what they think first, so we know what they understand and don't understand.About the gospel.
所以我们在与人分享福音和信仰的时候，我们要花时间精力去了解他们的整个的价值观思考系统是什么，哪些地方已经被黑客侵蚀了，我们才能够跟他一起来就那些要点来交流。
Do not get excited. We have to open another slide deck.
所以大家不要松一口气，因为我们还有另外的内容。
Five things to do now that we understand better how people think.Five things in the book Generational IQ. I should let you finish before I talk in so you can translate. Sorry.
那下面我想跟大家主要分享就是五件事情来帮助我们接触这个千禧年一代的年轻人。
I haven't referred you to the book a lot because some people don't enjoy reading.English books as much.
那我这次没有跟大家多多的谈我自己写的那本书，因为是英文的。
And it's not been translated into Chinese.
那还没有被翻译成中文。
There is a chapter on how do you share your faith with someone who says they're spiritual but not religious.
那书里面有一章特别讲到。你当你面对一个人说他的灵性是愿意敞开的，但是并不相信基督教，那我们怎么跟他来交流
？That will give you many practical ideas on how to do evangelism differently now with people who think this way.
那我特别里面也列了很多具体的一些的建议跟方法能够尝试着跟这样的背景的人去交流。
We talked about how we can understand each other love each other, how understanding when we were born helps understand why we...
那在那些里面我也讲到我们怎么样彼此增进了解，怎么样学习彼此相爱，啊，来交流。
And then how when we were born helps us understand our own relationship with God.
那我们也讲到啊，我们出生的年代，我们的所处的文化，怎么样在影响了我们跟神的关系，认识神的过程等等。
We help the younger generation understand the older generations.
那我们也谈到了啊，怎么样帮助年轻的一代去理解年长的一代。
We helped older generations understand how to communicate better with younger generations.
我们也交流到了年长的一代怎么样能够更好的与年轻的一代互动交流。
In the afternoon, we talked about how to pass your faith on to your children.
那下午我们特别强调了怎么样跟我们的下一代来传承我们的信仰。
How do churches reach younger people?
那我们最后讨论这个问题，教会作为一个整体，怎么样接触年轻的一代，跟他们在信仰上帮助他们。
Understand emerging adulthood.
第一个教会作为整体需要理解的就是，我们早晨用了这个词叫做逐步进入成年期的这个时期的人，我们怎么样去理解他们。
If you like TED Talks, I did a TED Talk on emerging adulthood.
那我做了一个 TED 的演讲特别关于这个逐步进入成年期这个现象。
The first video I ever made took 2 years to get 1,000 views.
那我的第一个的这个video 录像放到网上。花了2年的时间才有1000个点击。
When my son was in junior high, he and his best friend made a video that got 3,000 views in 2 days.
那我儿子在初中的时候，他跟他的朋友做了一个录像放到网上，在2天就拿到了3000个点击，30000个点击。
He could have been nicer about it to his father.
那他常常在我面前显出很自豪。让我很羞愧。
But this TED Talk has been seen by 65,000 people.
那我刚才讲的这个关于这个逐渐进入成年期的这个现象，已经有65000个点击。
It's called Why Half of What You've Heard About Millennials Is Wrong.
这个录像的题目就是为什么你大概50%所听到的关于千禧年一代的很多的论点是错的。
18 to 28 years of age,
18岁到28岁的这个族群。
And the major job in this life stage is to sort through all your choices.
那在这个年段，年轻人他们最重要的工作就是要他们面临很多很多的选择。那怎么样在这个选择中做出这些选择，把它组合起来
？I met my wife when I was a freshman in college.
那我是在大学一年级的时候遇到我的现在的太太。
She told me that if I wanted to marry her, I needed to do it after we graduated.
那她当时对我说，我如果想娶她的话。必须等到他们毕业了之后才能够结婚。
She would not wait for me to get a master's.
她不想等我再去拿这个硕士学位。
I changed my plans.
所以我因此就改变了我的一些计划。
I had already made my choice at 22.
那我22岁的时候我就做了我的选择。
None of my children were married at 22.
那我的三个孩子没有任何一个人在22岁已经结婚了。
When my son said he wanted to get married at 22, we freaked out.
那我儿子22岁的时候曾经提过说他想结婚，我跟我太太很惊慌。
My mother-in-law, who married at 17, freaked out the most.
那我的 我的岳母啊，她其实她自己是17岁就结婚了。当她听到她的孙，外孙要22岁就要结婚，她更紧张。
It was not strange to marry at 22 in the early 1980s. Many people married younger.
在80年代啊啊，在22岁结婚是非常普遍的现象。
That's just what you did.
当时的人这就是非常正常的一个生活规律形态。
Graduate, get a job, marry.
你大学毕业找到一份工作结婚。
That's what I did.
我就这么做了。
My children had to decide, do I want to go to grad school?
那我孩子这一代，他们有很多的选择，而且很多的决定。比方说，我要不要去读研究生
？Do I want to work？
我是不是就去工作
？Do I want to live by my family or move to Seattle？
那我是不是住在我父母家里面或者附近，还是搬到西雅图
？Or Providence, Rhode Island, where they ended up。
或者去罗德岛，其实我其中一个小孩子就搬到了罗德岛。
And then to Boise, Idaho.
或者再搬到Idaho.
What is wrong with Chicago?
那其实他们都是在芝加哥长大，所以我们做父母很不理解为什么不能够就留在芝加哥。
I don't want to see my son. I want to see my granddaughter.
那我其实并不见得说一定要看我的儿子，但是我很希望能够有孙女。
Millennials have far more decisions to make than I ever had to make.
那千禧年这一代的人，刚才讲到这种逐渐进入成年期，18岁到28岁这些人，他们面临非常多的选择，需要做决定。
And having adults they can think out loud with is an important way of growing in their faith.While they are making all of these choices for their life,
所以可想而知，如果在他们处在这个人生非常重要的阶段，他们有好的年长的人跟他们一直的交流、彼此的沟通，帮助他们在这个过程中做这些重要的决定，可想而知对他们的信仰也是会有很大的帮助。
It's important for them to have adults other than their parents to talk to.
那除了他们的父母之外，如果有年长的人也能够跟他们交流到这种程度，对他们也是很大的帮助。
Because even if parents listen to me today and listen to their children even more,
我们在座的很多的父母其实可能更关心你们自己的孩子。
When their child says, "I don't like engineering and I want to work in a coffee shop,"
所以当你的孩子有一天回来说，我不想去。读工程了，我要到咖啡店去干活。
Their father, who has paid $100,000 to get them through a master's program,
那如果你作为父亲，花了$10,000帮助他去拿工程的这个硕士
，may criticize their child and aggravate them.
那可能第一反应就是会批评他一顿，让他们。非常非常的不高兴。
Whereas someone else can listen to them without being so involved.
那或许另外一个成人，因为他没有付这$10,000，或许更愿意，比较耐心的听他，然后来劝解他。
And then they can say, "What is God calling you to do?" Rather than only, "What do you feel like doing right now?"
所以或许那些人他们可以问这样的问题，说神呼召你在这个阶段到底应当做什么，而不是像他父亲可能会有的直觉的反应。
Young people will work for 50 years.
年轻人算一算，他们因为他们活得比较久的话，要大概要工作50年。
We don't die young enough anymore to get out of work at an earlier age.
因为我们现在年龄都延长了，所以我们很少，就是说只工作几年就可以不工作了。
many of us will get bored and change our careers.
那很多人他可能觉得工作不再有趣了，他们要改换到新的工作去。
Bill Redman has had 5 or 6.
那 Bill 可能最近过去这些年换了5-6次工作。
People who can help us seek the Lord in the mysteries of His plan can be very valuable at every stage of life, but especially when people are in emerging adulthood making decisions.
所以如果有近前的长者能够愿意跟这些初步进入成年的年轻人互动，他们一起来寻求神在这个人身上的心意跟旨意奥秘是什么的话，对这个阶段的年轻人是非常非常大的帮助。
Fight, be good, feel good, live your life. We've already talked about it and gone through the 5 things. But I'm not scared, as we said this afternoon, that Christianity will die in 3 generations.
那第二个建议就是说教会要跟刚才我们谈到的这些非常在年轻人当中非常普遍的这种理念这种思潮要进行征战。那我下午跟大家特别分享到我自己是不认为基督教在走向边缘和死亡。
I'm afraid if this wins that the Christianity we have left isn't worth having.
那我担心的倒是说如果这样的在跟这样的思潮征战的时候我们不认真的把它打好的话，那这种已经被黑客侵蚀的这种基督教会占主导，那这样的基督教其实是不值得拥有的。
You can just read that slide.
我应该把基督教改成信仰，所以它不仅是一种宗教而已。所以那这段话是讲到说我们已经看到仇敌就是成为好人感觉良好追求人生梦想的思潮。
Number 3, connect them to older friends.
第三大建议对当今教会跟这个千禧年一代年轻人的互动是希望他们能够有与比较年长有经验的人结交朋友。
I spent a lot of time this morning talking about the temptation of older people like me to lecture rather than to share authentically what we've learned.
那我今天早上跟大家分享到说年长的我们比较容易说教而不是从我们的经验教训中能够敞开的与年轻人交流。
That is because older people who are authentic are a major attraction for millennials.
我们第三个这个建议就是因为如果年长的近前的有经验教训的又愿意敞开的话这非常真实，所以这也是跟这个年轻一代他们所期望看到的相匹配。
Especially if those older Christian people pay for lunch.
那当然如果这些年长的人每次聚集的时候也会付午餐的钱，那年轻人更喜欢。
It's hard being a poor graduate student.
那很多的研究生们其实是非常穷的。
You can only eat so many ramen noodles before you get scurvy.
那常常吃方便面也不见得能够好到哪里去。
The research shows that millennials who remain involved in church after their teenage years.
那下面我想跟大家分享的就是在千禧年这一代他们终于有一批人是过了青少年期仍然会继续留在教会，那这些人通常有一些特点。
Twice, I'll let you read it. This is amazing.
那他们一个留在教会的人的概率增加了一倍，如果他有年长的近前的朋友结交成好朋友这些人就更愿意不断地留在教会参与教会。
Everyone who serves in the body of Christ, the Apostle Paul says, deserves honor.
那每一个在 神的肢体教会当中服侍的啊，他们是值得倍加受尊重。
But I want to, because of this, I want to give special honor to those that work with young people.
那就像这个统计所告诉我们的，我在这里也特别愿意把这样的尊重给予这些在我们当中跟年轻人服侍的这群人。
I write in the book that each of my four children. I write in the book that I can name each of my four children spiritual friends, spiritual fathers or mothers.
那我在我的书中特别提到，我有四个孩子，那我知道他们我每一个孩子他们的。属灵的长辈，属灵的父亲或者属灵的母亲
，who would often tell them what their parents were saying, but it helped to hear it from someone else who also loved them.
那他们第一是非常爱我这孩子，第二他们所分享的内容很多时候其实跟我太太跟孩子们分享的内容是一致的，但是因为出于一个另外的长者，我的孩子们更愿意去听他们。
70% of young people drop out of church for a year between 18 and 23.
那18岁到23岁这个阶段，70%的以前的在家的基督徒年轻人，他们出去之后，至少会离开教会一年。
This is the knife that will cut that in half.
那怎么样能够使得这个70%的比例变得更小？有一个方法。
A text message every other week from someone who is not their family, asking them how they're doing, and how school is going, and how their faith is going, cuts the dropout rate in half.
那如果年长的弟兄或者姐妹每隔一个礼拜能够就是用手机上的那个短信，会发给这些年轻人，为他们问他们最近的生活怎么样，身体怎么样，是否遇到什么样的难处，这些的关心关怀的话，很帮助他们继续留在信仰中。
In almost every radio interview.People will ask, "What's the most surprising thing you learned in your research?"
那很 radio interview of you.
Radio interview.
With
yeah,
you?
When I'm radio, when I'm interviewed about the book.
那很多人在收音机采访Hayden 的时候，他常常被问到了一个问题，就是说你过去这些年做所有这些研究，最让你吃惊的一个事情是什么
？That we can cut.The dropout rate in half with a text message.
那最让他吃惊的就是他刚才讲的这个统计，我们如果年长的这样每隔一个礼拜不断的跟这些年轻人交流的话，那70%的流失率会降成35%。
Teach deeper and don't skip hard questions.
第四个教会可以一起来做帮助。
Well, that's somebody's alarm said 9:30. It's time for him to stop.
那我们到了9:30，就是我们跟年轻人互动的时候，教导要深入，不要避免困难尖锐的问题。
Two more and we're done.
还有两点我们就结束。
For the whole day.
整天就结束了。Yeah.
I'll let you read that.
就是大概1/4的千禧年一代离开教会的年轻人说，圣经不常被教导或教导的不够明确。
One of the things I appreciate about most Chinese churches is that they focus on the Bible more than many Anglo-Protestant churches.
那我据我的了解，我觉得华人教会在这一点上做的相比于。西人的教会来说做得非常的好的一点就是华人教会非常强调对圣经话语的教导。
So this applies less in your culture than in my home church.
那或许这一点对于西人的教会非常的适用，对于华人教会或许不是这么样的关键。
But 63% of millennials will attend college. They won't graduate, but they'll attend.
63% 的千禧年一代基本上 都至少上去上大学，不见得他们都能够毕业。
Bill is back there reassuring them that they'll graduate. And that is why God invented Tiger Moms, to make sure children not only go, but graduate from college.
那我们华人很多的虎妈可能他们是绝对会保证他们孩子毕业的。
Sadly, college graduation rates are not much higher than they were 30 years ago.
那现在的这个大学毕业的比例跟三十年前比起来没有大的改变。
But more people have attended an institution where they ask harder questions.
但是上过大学的比例有增加，而且在大学的过程当中，他们常常问一些非常艰难的问题。
Of the six reasons millennials drop out of church, four are about intellectual questions.
那如果我们统计到有六个使得千禧年一代他们离开信仰、离开教会，六个中的四个是跟很多理性的思考发生关系。
One of the six is how to integrate science and faith.
那四个中的其中一个就是信仰跟科学之间的关系。
These are very fortunate young people because this room is full of people who have had to answer questions about integrating science and their faith.
那我们在座的可能对这个问题有很多的思考，那如果在我们当中长大的年轻人对于这个问题是蒙福的。
Hug the physicist near you.
你旁边的物理学家们你可以拥抱他一下。
I would like to take some of you home.
如果可以的话，我可以把你们当中一些人，把我们当中一些人带回家。
In my church, we have two from University of Chicago.
那我的教会有两个是从芝加哥大学。
They get asked a lot of questions.
那他们在我们教会当中问了很多的问题。
They end up being spiritual doctoral advisors.
那他们后来在这种属灵上的指导上好像也拿了博士学位一样。
I know we have to stop, and my flight leaves at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
那我知道我时代应该结束了，因为明天早上7:10我有早班飞机要离开。
I was filling in for my minister.By preaching the sermon one Sunday morning.
有一次我们牧师不在，所以他就叫我去代替去讲道。
And the topic was, how much longer will Hayden go? I heard that alarm.
那主题就是 Hayden 到底能够会讲多久。
The topic was, why do we believe the Bible?
刚才那个是玩笑，所以真正的主题是我们为什么要相信圣经。
And so I quoted one of the skeptics on television.
那我当时引用了当时电视上面有一个怀疑者的他的讲论。
And I said two of their three objections to the Bible are very easy to answer.
那我当时说这个人给了三个反对圣经的理由，有两个其实很容易回答。
But this one is rather hard.
第三个不太容易回答。
And Christians have disagreed over the centuries on the best answer.
那基督徒们自己过去几百年对于这个问题怎么回答也不一致。
And here are the reasons skeptics give.For why they don't believe the answers Christians give to that question.
那我同时呢也把这些怀疑者他们对于基督徒们给的回答也继续给了他们的反驳也把它列出来了。
A man came up to me after the service and was very concerned that I did not give the Christian answer after I quoted skeptics.
那会后有一个人就非常的紧张过来问我说，为什么你的信息结束了，结尾是把怀疑者的理论讲了一遍，却没有把圣经应当有的回答讲出来。
He even said you should not have brought it up because now you're giving young people doubts they didn't have before.
那他甚至说我整个信息中就不应该把怀疑者的讲论思路把它讲出来，现在在座的年轻人可能就被那些影响了，中毒了。
27% of people fact check the sermon on their phone during the service.
那现在27%的人上面牧师在讲道引用一些数据，那他们就用电话去检查牧师讲的到底对不对。
Christianity Today is the source.If they can look at the questions on their phone during the sermon, shouldn't we try to talk about them and not run from them?
所以在今日基督教这个杂志里面，他们曾经讨论过这个问题。如果在座的会众能够当时就在电话上看到不同的理论对同一个问题的回答，我们为什么作为教会不应该来正视这些问题，来一起来研讨，来好好的回答？
Get good with singles.
第五大点，这个教会可以做对年轻人，就是能与单身的人交友。
Because millennials have far more single people than previous generations.
因为我们也提到，就是千禧年这一代，他们很多人是单身，而且结婚很晚。
This is the hardest one of the five to implement for a church.
那作为一个教会来说，这第五点可能是最难执行的。
Because churches are good with families, because families can't go anywhere.
那一般教会比较注重家庭，其中一个原因是家庭一旦住下来，一旦定居了之后就不会到处跑。
This morning I talked about people in second adulthood who are retiring and how to lead in the church.When you have new freedom.
那今天早上我跟大家介绍了另外一个理念，就是所谓的第二成年期，就是特别讲到那些已经退休的人，但他们还很健康，还有很多的活力。那他们这群人，他们怎么样能够在教会中继续的服侍？
Now that people marry later, emerging adults have freedom longer.
那现在讲到千禧年一代，他们结婚比较晚，所以这些。我们刚才提到初步进入成年期的人，他们成家也很晚。
I did not have freedom after marrying at 22.
那我22岁结婚之后，基本上就没有很多的自由了。
My wife expected us to share our money and for me to come home every night.
那我太太跟我说，每天回来之后把你赚的钱分跟他分。
When my dad married me,
那我父亲是我们婚姻典礼的主持人。
We stood next to each other right before we walked into the front of the church.
那当婚礼的过程中，我跟我父亲站在这个走道的后面，准备往前走去他要结婚了。
And he whispered to me, "If you do this, you can't move back into my house."
那他小声对我说，你如果今天结婚了之后，你就不准再回到我家里来住了。
And I whispered back, I don't want to move back in your house, that's why I'm doing this.
那他就小声回答他父亲说，我就是因为不想住在你家，所以我现在才准备去结婚的。
And he squeezed my hand and we walked in and I got married.
那他就捏着我的手，我们两个人一起走到前面，我就结婚了。
And we were smiling because it was a good talk.
我们两个都在笑，因为这个对话实在是对双方都很好。
I did not have freedom at 22.
那我22岁之后就没有自由了。
which meant I was reliable as a youth ministry volunteer.
那所以教会看到我就觉得非常可靠，因为我已经结婚了，而且我就可以从事很多青少年的服事的工作。
I was in grad school, and my wife worked at a nurse at a daycare center.
那我那时候就后来就读研究生，我太太是在一个幼儿园工作，当护士。
No money.
我们都没有钱。
We had plenty of time to go to church. It was our only entertainment.
那唯一让我们能够娱乐的就是到一起到教会去。
Now that people marry later, they often are more established and have more freedom to go places or do other things, even if they attend church whenever they're in town.
那现在我们刚才提到说，年轻人结婚晚，所以他们有很多的自由，而且他们会到处跑，所以他们参加聚会不见得那么稳定，所以有时间有精力的时候还没有出城的时候就可能才去教会。
We can get frustrated with people who do not come every week and call them unreliable.
那教会如果看到 这个人他们一个月可能只来一两次，或许觉得说他不是那么可靠。
When actually they are very faithful when they are in town.
其实从另一个角度看，其实他们其实非常的认真的来参加教会，只要他们没有出差，没有离城，他们留在城市的话，就会来这个教会。
It's late.
已经很晚了。
I'm 14 minutes over my time.
我超过了14分钟。
We have finished everything.In all the slides,
我们基本上把所有的幻灯片都讲完了。
I didn't believe it was possible.
那我准备的时候，我觉得
I had a lot of slides.
我准备了很多的幻灯片。
As a church, what can you do going forward?
那作为一个教会，我们应当下一步当怎么做
？You can have a church with an older traditional service and a younger contemporary service.
你或许可以有两堂的崇拜，一个是比较传统的，一个是比较现代的。
You can start a church with younger people and flip-flops and shorts.
你或许可以执堂一个新的教会。主要是针对年轻人，他们可以穿着比较自如一些。
I wouldn't like it.
我本人不见得喜欢这样的风格。
Put some shoes on.
特别是穿拖鞋，希望他们不要穿拖鞋，要穿鞋子。
You can do a multi-generational church.
你也可以做一个多代同堂的一个教会。
But it requires much patience with each other.
但那样的教会的话，就需要非常多的彼此的这样的耐心和接纳。
Repeat, turn to a person next to you and repeat after me.
跟你旁边的人请说以下的话。
You can have a multi-generational church.
你可以有这种多代的教会。
But you cannot have it the way you want it.
但这样的教会不是你所想象的。
Don't be a little emperor.
不要做小皇帝。
Some churches start satellites.
那有一些教会，他们建立一些卫星教会。
In a different part of town or for a different generation.
或许是在这个城市的另外一个地方，或者是不同的族群年龄段的群体里面建立新的教会。
My church did that.
我在的教会是这么做的。
That minister has hair down to here.
那我们那个牧师有一个牧师，他的头发很长到肩。
His wife says it makes her very jealous that her husband's hair is more silky than her hair.
那太太觉得他很嫉妒，他先生的头发， silky, 顺滑。
And younger people come.
那但是呢，很多年轻人去那个教会。
And then the parents of the younger people who want to go to church with their family and their grandkids.
那结果因为这些年轻人去那个教会，所以他们的父母甚至祖父母辈也跟着他们一起去了。
They don't always like the style.
这些老一代的人，他们不见得很喜欢这样的风格。
But they like that their children like to go to church.
但是看到他们的子女们这么愿意去这样的教会，他们也是很欣慰。
The worst thing we can do is nothing.
那最不好的是我们不做任何事情，一成不变。
Because that does not take us forward or onward.
那这样并不能帮助我们往前走。
One day we'll be in heaven.
有一天我们都会在天上。
And then I can sing with you.
那我会跟大家一起唱诗。
One song other than Majesty.
Okay, 不知道怎么翻。他会唱一首中文歌，但是他现在他相信以后将来他会有很多歌可以跟大家一起唱。
Because worship in heaven will have many musics and many languages from every tribe and people.
那在天上的敬拜是可以是有许多的语言是来自各族各方的人。
And we won't care.How fast the music is.
我们可能也不关心说是快节奏的音乐。
Living in church with five generations.
那如果在一个教会有五代同堂。
Is practice for heaven.
是为我们天上做预备。谢谢。是有回应诗歌。